You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter, which ends the octave of Easter, so the celebration of the Easter day. Every day during the octave is like Easter. It's the same day, liturgically speaking, because we celebrate the same mystery, the day of the resurrection. But today, it's also the Divine Mercy Sunday. Saint John Paul II established this feast day, this celebration of the Divine Mercy, based on the apparitions that Saint Faustina received in her life, that Jesus came to her, appeared to her, and asked that a feast in celebration of the Divine Mercy may happen, may take place in the church. The truth of the Divine Mercy is shown in the Bible. In the Old Testament, when we see how God is searching for all human beings, for all of us, making new covenants all the time, looking for a way to save us from sin. But especially in the New Testament, when he fulfills all the promises and gives us Jesus Christ, our Savior, to redeem us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. In the Gospel today, we see that Thomas missed the resurrection. He wasn't there on the resurrection day. He didn't see Christ. And Jesus, for him, appears again and show him his wounds, gives him another chance. God gives all of us another chance. Even if we have doubts, even if we miss the resurrection, we have not experienced it in our lives. And the first commandment that he gives to the disciples after his resurrection is to forgive sins. To forgive sins. To be merciful. Jesus Christ, by these words, instituted the sacrament of reconciliation, confession. Today, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, brothers and sisters, maybe it's a good idea to receive this sacrament, to ask for forgiveness, to be reconciled with the Lord, because His mercy is great and infinite and endless. Jesus wants to show us His mercy all the time, especially in the sacrament of reconciliation. So maybe today Jesus is waiting for you in confession. This is your chance to meet the resurrected Lord and experience His love and mercy. April 28 is Divine Mercy Sunday. Join us for the celebration of the Divine Mercy Sunday. The main Mass will take place at 2:30 p.m. in the main church, followed by the Divine Mercy Chaplet, sung in different languages. Most Reverend Stanisław Dziuba, Bishop of Umzimkulu Diocese from South Africa, will preside the liturgy. Save the date for the Be Not Afraid Family Vocation Day that will take place at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on Saturday, June 15th, featuring many amazing speakers, among them Leah Darrow, Pauline Fathers and Brothers, Fathers of Mercy, Archdiocese of Philadelphia, Bishop Timothy Sr., and many religious communities. Don't forget, save the date, Saturday, June 15th, Be Not Afraid, Family Vocation Day. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.